And we're asking Jacob to hang around for a moment to explain this feature that's just gone up on the magazine where all the staff at Slate, the writers, the editors, the artists, various contributors, disclose who they are voting for this year. Jacob, you have an essay to readers explaining this policy. Jacob, explain it to us, please.
Well, Alex, a lot of magazines and newspapers make endorsements and campaigns. We don't do that partly because those kinds of endorsements have never seemed very interesting to me. We're a magazine with a lot of interesting writers and staff who disagree about things. So we thought a better alternative, a more interesting alternative, would be to give everyone their short say and ask everybody who they're planning to vote for.
But aren't journalists supposed to keep that kind of information private so we can be seen as objective?
That is the way it works at most objective news organizations, NPR being a very good example. Now, we're much more like the editorial page of a newspaper. There's opinion in Slate, as you often point out when our contributors appear on your show. I think in opinion journalism, there's a very big difference between bias and opinion. We are opinionated, but we try very hard not to be biased or unfair. And it seems to be by letting people know where we stand, we allow them to judge that better for themselves.
Well, isn't it a little awkward for you as a journal of opinion? This time, it turns out you have 45 people voting for John Kerry, just 4 for George Bush. You have 1 libertarian and 1 green vote. It doesn't look like a very balanced spectrum of opinion for an opinion journal.
It's not, and we don't strive for what I would call artificial balance. We try to find people who are interesting, and there is a kind of commonality of view here. But at the same time, we're always looking for and interested in conservative voices who interest us.
Jacob, those votes and the reasons behind them are up today on Slate. Jake, thanks for speaking with us again.
Thank you, Alex. And since you were asking the questions, I didn't get to ask who you're planning to vote for.
Jacob Weisberg of Slate Magazine. Noah Adams.
Alex, that's a very unusual story in policy there, Alex, and different in this business. We should note that NPR News does not share the philosophy of our partners at Slate Magazine. Explain the NPR position here.
Well, it is that we should not express political leanings or opinions of any kind. We're not allowed to put bumper stickers on our car. We can't go to demonstrations. We can't do any kind of political activity because we think it would be distressful for our listeners to have us out lobbying for one side or the other.
But we are intending indeed to vote.
We are going to vote.
Thanks, Alex.